We're following breaking news in Georgia right now. In just a moment, I'll be speaking live with Georgia's Secretary of State, who just ordered a hand recount of the ballots. But let's get an update from CNN's Phil Mattingly, who's joining us right now. So, Phil, what's the state of the race in Georgia?
Well, Wolf, if you look broadly at the map, there's three states that currently have not been called by CNN. And obviously, all eyes are on Georgia. There's a big runoff headed there for two Senate races, but we are focused right now on the presidential. And as it currently stands, Joe Biden is ahead by over 14,000 votes. Now, what's going to happen over the course of the next several weeks is a hand recount, essentially an audit by the state going county by county, counting every single vote by hand. Here's the reality when you look at this map right now. Unlike maybe a few days ago when Joe Biden was up by 1,000 or 2,000 votes, as his lead has grown, as more of the votes have been counted, processed, and reported, he has got a much more comfortable cushion. Well, if you've covered recounts before, you know how this works. Occasionally, you will have a couple hundred votes flip at most. Maybe there will be some errors that will cause some changes, but the reality of a 14,000 vote lead in the state of Georgia, the Biden campaign feels pretty comfortable with that, should feel pretty comfortable with that based on historical precedent. But obviously, the recount is happening, the recount has been ordered, and we'll see how things play out. One thing to keep an eye on, November 20th, that is when the state has to certify, that is when the recount is expected to be complete. But for right now, heading into that recount, county by county, by hand, every single vote, Joe Biden ahead by 14,000 votes.